Last name is S-A-S-S-E-R. First name is Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N. Date of birth is October 3, 2024. Date of birth is January 1st, 1969. Next pair of a referring physician is Mill Creek State Prison. Next pair of a chief complaint, visual disturbance. Next pair of his present unit. Patient is a 55-year-old male. Comma, chief complaint, visual disturbance. Of course, the patient tells me about 1 to 2 weeks ago, comma, one day he was not able to see clearly. First off, he tells me that the left eye was seeing a blank spot, comma, into when he was reading a word. First off, the patient also has tunneling vision on the left side of visual field. First off, the patient was telling me that he has some he was not able to read when he's reading. First off, he tells me that there's a blank there's a blind spot in the center of the visual field. First off, the episode lasted a few hours. First off, it followed by migraine. Followed by headaches. First off, denies any nausea or vomiting. First off, denies any hemiparesis, hemiparty sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First off, patient was evaluated at the UC Davis. First off, patient got an MRI of the brain. First off, it did not show any acute stroke. First off, patient also had a CT angiogram of the head and neck, comma, which were also negative study for first off. Patient tells me that I did not have any speech problems. First up, there's no weakness. First up, there's no paralysis. First up, next paragraph, a patient was evaluated at the UC Davis. First up, however, patient left against medical advice. First up, next paragraph. Past medical history, chronic coagulation, diabetes type 2, history of DVT, hyperlipidemia, obesity. Next paragraph, medication is acetaminophen, atorvastatin, warfarin. Do not put warfarin. Next number is Jardiance. Next number is RIVAROXABAN. 10 milligrams every night. Next number, Lyrica. Next number of allergies, penicillin. Next number of social history, patient history of alcohol use and since 16 years old. Next paragraph, patient of history of smoking cigarettes. Next paragraph, review system, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. Next number of a neurological examination, patient is awake and alert. First up, next to a cranial nerve examination, patient has no cranial nerve deficits at this time. First up, there's no hemi, hemianopia. First up, his visual field is now normal. First up, they're symmetrical. First up, there's no homonymous hemianopia right now. First up, a patient is able to see symmetrically on both sides of the visual field. So first up, visual acuity is intact, is normal. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, brain MRI was done at UC Davis, dated September 24, 2024. First up, it shows that there's no acute stroke. First up, a CT angiogram of the head and neck was also done. Comma was also normal. First up, next paragraph, impression, visual disturbance, about 1 to 2 weeks ago for one day. First up, he described that as his description of the visual event is a scotoma. First up, specifically, he likely have a central scotoma. First up, he was reading, comma, and then he's not able to see the middle of the word that he was reading. First up, it was followed by headache. First up, next paragraph, I suspect the patient has visual migraines. comma, followed by migraine headaches for first up. The brain MRI is negative for first up. CTO angiogram was negative for first up. Patient, an expert patient tells me that he had history of headaches for first up. However, this is the only time this happens. So first up, this never happened again. First up, this never happened before. First up, I suspect this is the first time he has visual migraines. So first up, currently neurological examination is normal. First up, there's no homonymous hemianopia right now. First up, there's no hemiparesis. There's no antibody sensory changes. So first up, his neurological examination is normal today. First up, next recommendation. Explain to patient of the above diagnosis. So first up, explain to patient of visual migraines, followed by migraine headache disorder. First up, next up, given a patient is not having frequent migraines, I do not recommend to start the patient on migraine medications at this time. First up, if he has a consistent migraine headaches, he may take Tylenol as needed for the headaches. Next number. If you really have consistent migraines in the future, he may benefit from a daily prevention medication. First up, next number. Also, explain to patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain to patient go to the nearest emergency room if developed any of those signs and symptoms. So first up, next number. Next patient last name is Graham. Again, Graham. First name is Kevin. Kevin. Again, Kevin. Date of visit is October 3, 2024. Next paragraph. Date of birth is September 30, 1978. And next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in two traumatic brain injury when he was in Iraq. First time in 2007. A patient does not remember the exact date. A patient was in Iraq. First up, he was sitting in a Humvee. As a passenger in the front. First up, a patient tells me suddenly there was an IED explosion next to his Humvee. First up. The IED explosion caused rocking and shaking of the truck. First up, it resulted his head hit onto the door frame. First up, a patient tells me that it was a metal part of the door. First up, he hit his head very hard. First up, a patient tells me that. He did not lose consciousness. However, the patient was confused, disoriented. First up, the patient was seeing flashing lights. First up, the patient is ringing in the ears. First up, the patient was confused and disoriented. First up, the patient has a severe head pain. First up, the patient tells me that his symptoms lasted the rest of the day. First up, the patient has a severe headache. First up, next paragraph, there was another episode in 2007 in Iraq. First up, the patient does not remember the exact date. First up, the patient was sitting in an office. First up, suddenly there was a bomb in a vehicle went off. First up, it was a bomb exploded in the vehicle next to the office. First up, patient tells me that the explosion was so significant it knocked down the front gate. First up, patient tells me that the shock wave caused him to knock down to the floor. First up, he fell to the floor and hit the head. First up, patient did not lose any consciousness. First up, when he got up, a patient had severe headache and confusion for the rest of the day. First time, next forever. Since these events, a patient has significant memory deficit. First up, he tells me that his memory has become very poor. First up, patient has severe headaches. First up, a patient has sensitivity to light and sound. First up, a patient also has significant difficulty to sleep at night. First up, he has insomnia symptoms. First up, a patient has difficulty to recall task duties. First up, a patient becomes extremely irritable. First up, concentration and focus. First up, patient's poor memory. First up, patient's difficulty to remember his task duties. First up, a patient would be given instruction and he would forget. First up, a patient also have dizziness in the machine shop, which may be dangerous at times. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was involved in two
explosions. The first explosion was when he was in the Humvee in the front as a passenger. First, that there was an IED explosion coming, which caused the truck to be rocking and shaking severely. First, that a patient hit the head against the door and the door frame. First, that a patient has some. And hit the head. A patient had confusion, disorientation after he hit the head to the door and the door frame. First up, the second episode was also in 2007. But there was a vehicle explosion. First up, there was a bomb in the vehicle and then it exploded. First up, patient was in an office at that time. First up, but the shockwave caused him to knock down. First up, patient fell to the ground and hit the head. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, however, patient had confusion, disorientation. First up, patient had a severe headache and or disorientation for the rest of the day. First up, next paragraph. On the multiple examination, patient has very poor memory. First up, he missed all five. On the delay recall, first up, it is my opinion that his symptoms of headaches, confusion, disorientation, followed by head injury are classic signs and symptoms for a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient currently has significant memory deficit. First up, his memory is poor on a MoCA examination. First up, he also has consistent headaches almost on an everyday basis. First up, patient has light sensitivity and sound sensitivity, poor memory, difficulty recalls, these are all classic signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a genotype dictation.